WCCO 1230 AM, W255 DN Wausau, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. It is not clear yet if other Democrats will join Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer, who announced he will vote yes on a GOP funding bill to avert a possible government shutdown. CBS's Caitlin Huey Burns on Capitol Hill.
By Schumer making this announcement, he was really offering political cover for other Democrats to follow suit. And so we'll wait and see later on this afternoon if they do.
Secretary of State Rubio says more visas will be revoked in the coming days, specifically people who occupied university buildings.
We will continue to look for people that we would never have allowed into this country on student visas had we known they were going to do what they've done. But now that they've done it, we're going to get rid of them.
Meteorologist Kate Bylow on a fast-moving storm heading towards Missouri.
St. Louis, right in the center of that zone, that is a moderate risk for severe weather, damaging winds, large hail, and the threat for devastating, potentially long-track tornadoes.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
I'm Brittany Merlot with WXCO News. Your news in depth. Find it in the news section on the WXCO website at BullFallsRadio.com.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. Fire danger is very high today. Burning permits are restricted or suspended for Wood, Portage, Wapaka, Washera, and Adams counties, as well as most of southern Wisconsin. High fire danger means the potential for a fire to start and spread quickly is high. Marathon County is in moderate fire danger currently. Burning is still allowed in Marathon County for now, but you must have a DNR annual permit or special burning permit and follow all requirements. It may seem early, but the Wisconsin Department of Health Services says it's time to start thinking about ticks. Here's Lisa Hale.
The department posted to social media recently that adult ticks are active and have already been collected from the environment. To prevent tick bites, the DHS recommends using insect repellent on exposed skin and clothes, wear long-sleeve shirts, pants, and tall socks when outdoors, and check for ticks on clothes, gear, and your pets after being outside. Lyme disease, spotted fever, and other illnesses are spread by tick bites.
The Wisconsin Department of Health Services is urging residents to take precautions as measles cases rise across the country. There haven't been any reported measles cases in the state so far, but health officials are concerned that residents traveling for spring break may return with the disease. They're advising residents to check on their MMR vaccine eligibility with their healthcare provider. They also say typical flu prevention methods, like washing your hands regularly or wearing a mask in crowded spaces, can help prevent the spread. According to DHS, one out of every four people who get measles in the U.S. will be hospitalized, and one or two out of every 1,000 children who contract measles will die from the disease, even with the best care. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO News.
The Bucks sink the Lakers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Bucks at the Lakers at Fiserv Farm. L.A. without LeBron James, but Luka Doncic had 45 points. The Bucks still won by 20, 126-106. Milwaukee's Kevin Porter, 5 of 7 from the three-point line.
When we put the pieces together on both ends, you know, it's going to be very hard to beat us. And that's kind of what we're just trying to figure out. Definitely had some lapses on defense and offense, but we'll take this game every night.
Men's college basketball, the Badgers take on UCLA today in the Big Ten tournament. Wisconsin with a 70-63 win over Northwestern to advance. In New York, Marquette tonight against the number one seed St. John's in the Big East. After beating Xavier 89-87, Shaka Smart on Stevie Mitchell, sparking a come from behind victory.
Such a unique player. You can't quantify it. He willed us to come back when we were dead in the water. I love the guy.
That's head coach Shaka Smart with sports on Mike Clemens.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour, shoving us to highs in the low 70s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Currently, it's 58.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Former Lieutenant Governor Mandela Barnes, he would not be negotiating with the GOP if he was Wisconsin's sitting senator.
I want to clarify, like, I'm always happy to negotiate in good faith, but we're talking about a party that's not acting in good faith. We shouldn't be in a position where we're throwing a life raft to somebody who is hell-bent on sinking the entire ship.
Not something I want to be involved in.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Jane Matinair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, a person with MS and autism and is an advocate for Medicare and Medicaid will join us. Going to be a very interesting conversation. Don't miss it.
Matinair on air, weekday mornings at 10. This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Live from the Civic Media World Headquarters in Madison, Wisconsin, it's the Todd Albaugh Show. And now, pursuing truth wherever it may lead, here's your host, Todd Albaugh.
Across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network and streaming worldwide on the Civic Media app. Good afternoon, everybody. I'm Todd Albaugh, along with our producer and engineer, Mr. Aaron Zommers, on the board. It is 6 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Welcome into hour number 2 of the big broadcast. Glad to have you along on this TGIF Friday, March 14th, 2025. It is a great day to be a Wisconsinite. It is gorgeous outside. Sunshine, 70 degrees. Get out and enjoy it today. As Brittany Merlot said, from much of Wisconsin, particularly, and I'm using southwest corner, maybe I should say southwest third or something, very broadly. Think basically from the La Crosse area-ish over to, let's say, Wisconsin Dells, and then kind of arc down and towards Waukesha.
The palm of the hand.
That's a great way to put it, Zommers. The palm of the hand. Yes, absolutely. If you look at that as Wisconsin. That whole area is susceptible to heavy weather tonight after sundown, starting in the west, probably after 8 o'clock, the western part of the state. Some of those storms could contain high gusty winds and hail, damaging winds, and there's a chance for tornadoes as well. Not sure if you knew this or not, but 70 degrees on the 14th of March, not particularly normal. We love it, but it's not particularly normal. So that's going to clash with the cold air, and that's going to cause storms. It's going to move quickly, so we don't expect this to be a huge rain event, although we could use the moisture, less than an inch or less of rain possible, probably out of the system. But it could be very dangerous for some folks. La Crosse, Richland Center, Platteville, Madison, Beloit, Janesville, maybe the Dells, over to Watertown, Lake Mills area. And other places in Wisconsin may get severe thunderstorms, but the worst of it is in that area that I mentioned. So keep an eye on the sky after sundown, and here at the Civic Media Radio Network as well. We will keep you informed. It's also Pi Day, P-I, 3.14 mathematically. We're asking you what your favorite P-I-E pie is as well. One of our listeners, Tom, down in Florida, saying pie in the sky is his favorite kind of pie. That's so Tom. Pie in the sky, but I love it. Absolutely. Big hour. Don't go anywhere. We're going to do a little what's worse for you in just a moment. Also, Zommers has a board game of the week, and Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, will be in after the bottom of the hour with a week in review, a humorous look at the past week. Don't forget, if you're looking for if you're looking for the Wisconsin Badgers men's basketball team, they won yesterday afternoon in the Big Ten tournament over Northwestern 70-63, as our great sports reporter Mike Clemens reported. And they are getting set to face UCLA in Indianapolis at around 1:30. You can find that game on our stations in Amory, Richland Center, and Wisconsin Rapids. You can listen to it for free on the Civic Media app or stick around with us and have some fun. Maybe watch it on the Big Ten Network and stick around with us on the app. I can tell you in the first game this afternoon, it's looking like if Wisconsin can knock off UCLA, it would be a rematch against conference champions Tom Izzo and Michigan State University. Michigan State leading Oregon right now by a score of 73-64 with 30 seconds left in the game. So Izzo is going to advance. Badgers would be matched up against Michigan State in the semifinal tomorrow if they could pull out the win today. Mentioned this early in the broadcast. Lots of talk about Doge, Doggy, Elon Musk's made-up agency. All the cuts, where we're going to save our money. Well, few people are asking or answering the question, where does our money actually go? Where does each $100 that we pay in federal taxes actually go? Here now, consider these numbers. From the Center on Budget and Policy Priorities, which show exactly where each of our $100 that we pay in federal taxes actually goes. This is great. The majority, $24 of each $100 we send to the federal government goes to health insurance programs, things Medicaid and Medicare. $21 of every $100 we send to Washington goes to Social Security. $13 goes to defense. $13 to servicing our debt. $8 to benefits for veterans and federal retirees. $7 for every $100 we send to Washington goes to economic security programs. $5 to education. Just $2 to transportation. An entire dollar of every $100 goes to natural resource and agriculture programs. $1 to science and medical research. $1 to law enforcement. And boy, you wouldn't know it by watching a lot of conservative news and infotainment out there. But of every $100 that we send to Washington, D.C., the entire amount that goes to international programs, think USAID, $1. Since the beginning of Trump's administration, DOGE efforts have focused almost exclusively on areas that add up to roughly $2 and change. And in many cases, they haven't actually addressed perpetual spending, but simply laid off workers. Information from the Center of Budget and Policy Priorities. Think about that. For all the, you know, for all of the brouhaha going on about how much spending how much is being cut by DOGE, they've only cut $2 and change for every $100 that we send them.
And even then, just by firing people, not by actually, you know.
Right, exactly.
It's going to cost us more down the line.
Right.
If I had to guess.
Yeah, exactly. So, you know, consider that. It's always good to deal in facts. Just, and this is the good part about Pi Day, P-I. Numbers don't lie. Well, I guess you could cook the books, as they say. But if you're using honest numbers, and that's why a lot of mathematicians like numbers, because unlike the written word where you could kind of, you know, zhuzh, to use the term these days, zhuzh it up. Hard to zhuzh numbers if you have an honest mathematician or accountant.
Unless you're also using words.
Well, yeah, unless you're also using words. So anyway, I thought that was valuable as we go through the next few days, few months on what's going on in Washington, D.C. Breaking news right now. This is real. Our friend Brady Ewing, who comes on the program every other Friday, this is how dedicated Brady Ewing is. And his brother Brandon. This actually comes from Brandon. The Ewing brothers are absolutely dedicated to the show. Even on their week off, they're still providing us with factual news and sports information. Brandon texted me just now and says, Fran Trump just got fired. I said, what?
Whoa.
And now, according to ESPN.com, University of Iowa is set to dismiss head coach Fran McCaffrey after 15 seasons, according to ESPN today. An official announcement could come as early as this afternoon. He's the school's all-time wins leader with 297. Iowa's season ended on Thursday with a 106-94 loss to Illinois in the second round of the Big Ten tournament, with McCaffrey getting ejected in the second half after being assessed two technical fouls for arguing with officials. Again, multiple sources are reporting at this hour, University of Iowa men's basketball coach Fran McCaffrey out after 15 seasons. Tom Izzo, who just won and beat Oregon the Big Ten champion or Big Ten tournament game, he was talking, you know, when they played Iowa here a couple weeks ago, look, they should keep this guy. He knows what he's doing. He kind of comes from the Tom Izzo era, by the way.
At the same time, if I acted at work the way that guy does, I would have been canned long ago.
He has some anger issues. So much so that his own son transferred out of the program, allegedly. So, anyway. It is 16 past the hour of 1 o'clock. Let's do a quick version here. Here we go. Time once again for What's Worse. Let's go. This or that, this
or that. Then, of course, the choice is yours. You can get with this or you can get with that.
Time once again for What's Worse. No prize money involved, nothing to give away, simply your chance to be heard across Civic Media's normally 11 stations. We're down to, what, 9 right now? No, 8 because of Badger basketball. This is fantastic. It has to do with bodily gases. And I think this is a real question.
It is.
What's worse? And it's timely indeed, because during basketball season, a lot, like I say, the office right now, you could throw a rock and not hit anybody. People are out watching basketball with their paid time off, and that's fantastic. They're enjoying. Luke Mathers is down in Arizona watching the Brewers, but this time of year, lots of sporting events going on, and people like wings, they like pizza, foods that could cause us gas. So today's what's worse? What's worse, hiccups or gas? Hiccups or gas? 855-752-4842. 855-752-4842. And for those watching on the stream on Facebook, YouTube, and Twitter, our graphic for today's segment shows a weather forecaster having a bad case of the hiccups at KSLA out in Los Angeles. And then Jim Nantz, speaking of basketball, though he's no longer the play-by-play guy on CBS for March Madness. He's now just doing the NFL, but it shows a picture of Jim Nantz, CBS's legend Jim Nantz. Summers, what's up with that?
He's got a bit of a wince on his face, and that's because Phil Simms just farted on him. Here's the audio from that. It's very funny.
All right.
The fart's hard to hear. It's a deep rumbler, but the reaction's hilarious.
Here we go.
6-yard field goal try.
Yeah, and got to remember the win. We've talked about that, and I think it's warmed up, though, Jim, just to talk about the atmosphere of the game. Yeah. What do you think? Are you warmer now than you were earlier in the game? Or are you just numb?
I'm fine.
Okay.
I'm worried about you.
You really have to see the video, because Jim Nantz he looks at him and literally gets out of his stool during a CBS game because Phil Simms is past gas. All right, come on back. What's worse, hiccups or gas? 855-752-4842. It's the Tahoe Ball Show for a Friday on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, Wausau's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CIS's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CIS staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
As a federally licensed broadcast company, this civic media station is required by FCC regulations to accept advertising by all qualified candidates for federal office. We also accept ads from state and local candidates. We do screen announcements from issue groups and PACs and exercise discretion in airing announcements with blatantly false claims or outrageous unfounded statements. These announcements do not necessarily reflect the views of civic media, its hosts, or advertisers, and the source of all issue announcements can be found online at our FCC public file.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Wherever it may lead and having fun doing it. Welcome back to the Tunnel Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. 21 now past the hour of 1 o'clock on Friday, March 14th. Glad to have you along. Peter Rapine after the bottom of the hour with a humorous look at the weekend review. A quick reminder courtesy of our colleague Jane Matt Nair, who is doing double duty today as traffic producer, saying that she is traveling north on I-94 past the Highway 20 intersection there. Or off or on ramp, and a big backup. So I-94 headed north around Highway 20. Avoid that area if at all possible. Some traffic incidents around there. Just a bad situation. So be aware of that for all of our listeners on WAUK, especially. Right now we're in the middle of what's worse, hiccups or gas? Hiccups or gas? Which one is worse? 855-752-4842. Let's go to Ollie in the North Woods. Ollie, hiccups or gas? What's worse?
Well, I'd like to frame my answer in the form of sports. It depends upon whether you're a passer or a receiver.
That's fantastic.
If you're passer, it could be silent but deadly, and then you have a chance of looking around and pretending it was somebody else.
Right?
Where if it's hiccups, you're loud and proud, and there's nothing you can do about it, and the receiver just has to stand there and take it either way.
That's great. Whether you're the passer or the receiver, that's the best line of the day. Thanks, Holly. I appreciate it. Have a great weekend. What's worse, hiccups or gas? Megan listening in Sun Prairie on WMDX says hiccups are way worse. They're so annoying that my husband will leave the room sometimes if I hiccup for too long. Our own Casper here at MDX says hiccups are worse for the hiccupee. Gas is worse for everyone else. So kind of along with Ollie, whether it's the passer or the receiver. What else we have here? Also, Brian listening on WAUK in Milwaukee. Gas is worse. Sometimes it's not gas. I can't read. It's all craps and giggles until the giggles and craps. Obviously, I don't pre-read these folks. Jeff in Madison on WMDX says, I hate having hiccups more than receiving. I hate gas more. All right. Very good. Hiccups can be annoying, says Data in La Crosse. Well, gas often feels pretty good. While gas often feels pretty good. That's true.
That's a good point.
If you're gassy and you have to pass gas, once you do it, it's like, oh, that's a
relief from the bloating.
Right. For the bloating. Kurt in Madison on WMDX, hiccups can be very, very painful. I didn't know that.
Yeah, maybe 4 or 5 years ago, I drank some really highly carbonated sparkling water, and I had the hiccups approximately once a minute for 20 days.
Get the hell out of town.
I went to the doctor like multiple times, and then just like, we'll do some blood work to make sure you don't suddenly have cancer or something.
What?
Because apparently
you
that can be a sign of that.
You had hiccups for 20
yeah,
straight
it
days?
It was miserable.
Even
it
at
was
night?
Awful. It did. It took me a long time to fall asleep, and I woke up earlier than I wanted. It was miserable.
Hiccups for 20. I've never heard of that happening.
I hadn't either.
Did somebody just tell somebody, look, follow me around to scare the crap out of me? Well, maybe not that. But
I mean, so for me, hiccups are worse because whenever I get them for more than a couple minutes, I'm like, oh no, not again.
I've never heard of that.
Like I said, I hadn't either, but I swear this happened. And I went to the doctor, and what eventually they had me do, all the tricks that you hear, like drink a bunch of water.
Right.
Eat a bunch of sugar and then drink a bunch of water, or like hold your breath and blow, like hold your nose and blow really hard and whatever. Like that's all the stuff they had me do, and it wasn't working. And then eventually it stopped.
Have you ever thought about? I've been saying this seriously. Have you ever thought about donating your body to science before you pass? Because you're a very interesting person.
There's medically. A lot going on. Yeah,
there's a lot going on. 20 straight days, Zomers?
Yeah, it was awful.
Oh, my gosh. Well, that tops everything I could add. I mean, clearly for you, the hiccups are worse. I agree with most people that said it depends on whether you're the giving or the receiving
yes.
end. I mean, I've known some people, and maybe myself included. I mean, there are people that pass gas, and the paint in the room on the walls peels away. I mean, it's just
oh,
ridiculously
yeah.
bad. For the person, I would not, I don't like hiccups because it just, ugh, I don't know why. All right. We got enough time to do a 3-minute version of Board Game of the Week?
Sure, we could do that.
All right, here we go. A speed round Board Game of the Week.
Welcome back for another Board Game of the Week. The first consecutive Board Game of the Week in quite some time.
Oh, yes, yes.
So earlier this week, at a all-staff meeting on Tuesday, Bob Ross became a topic of discussion.
Oh.
The famous painter, very relaxed fellow. You know, anyone can paint and guides people through turning happy mistakes into beautiful art.
Yes.
There's a board game that it reminded me of called Bob Ross, Art of Chill.
This came up in Tuesday's staff meeting?
It did.
I should start going to those. Go ahead.
My youngest sister got that game for Christmas 1 year, and we actually played it quite a bit, and it's a lot of fun. So yeah, Bob Ross, Art of Chill. Basically, you have an easel, and Bob Ross paintings get put up with different features that you're trying to paint. And you're collecting cards with paints, different colors, and different supplies, and trying to paint the features within the amount of turns it takes you to move your little wooden Bob Ross figurine across the painting for him to finish.
There's
it.
Bob Ross figurines?
Just one little wooden Bob Ross. Yeah.
Does it have the big hair?
It does.
Oh my gosh, I love that.
And so you're just trying to chill and, you know, paint along with him and see who can paint you know, the most accurate stuff at the same time as he does. And I will say the scoring mechanism makes the game sometimes end really fast.
Oh, all right.
So I recommend if you do play this game to like plan on just playing it double. Like it's fun.
It sounds really fun. I really like this one. What's it called?
Bob Ross, Art of Chill. And it's 15, 20 bucks. It's pretty cheap.
Does it come with gummies?
You have to provide your own.
Okay.
BYOG.
All right, there you go. Board Game of the Week. That was fantastic. That was one of the better ones you've done. I really like that one.
It's a fun one.
Have you played it?
Yeah, we played it a bunch.
Wow. You should bring it in sometime.
I'll have to see where she has it, if it's at my parents' house or at her apartment.
All right, I love me some Bob Ross. There you are. Where's that little tree live? There lives a little
happy
squirrel.
Happy little trees.
Happy little trees. We're going to come back with the Happy Peter Rapine and the Week in Review from EPOM's World. Don't go anywhere. It's the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Bull Falls Radio, WXCO. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For WXCO News, I'm Melissa Kay. The lawsuits are piling up as the roots of democracy in the United States are being tested. Lisa Hale has more.
Attorney General Josh Call has announced Wisconsin will join another coalition of states filing a lawsuit against the Trump administration, this time over planned layoffs in the Department of Education. On Tuesday, the agency announced plans to lay off about 1,300 employees, or half of its workforce. The coalition requested a court order to stop the dismantling of the department, arguing the layoffs are illegal and unconstitutional.
At a virtual town hall on Thursday, Senator Tammy Baldwin said she's been fighting to get back to a bipartisan way of addressing the budget in their funding resolution currently on the table.
Frankly, in years past, we have funded our government agencies on the basis of bipartisan cooperation.
She said Republican colleagues have walked away from the negotiations, leaving them with really bad choices.
My Republican colleagues in the House and the Senate have walked away from the negotiating table completely.
Budget reconciliation will follow after the funding resolution is passed. Baldwin says this is when Donald Trump and the Senate and House Republicans intend to pass major new tax cuts that disproportionately benefit the very wealthy and large and profitable corporations, much like they did in 2017. The Wisconsin Department of Justice Internet Crimes Against Children Task Force is providing resources for online safety. It includes tips for talking with your children about safe online practices. Sextortion cases are on the rise, where sexually explicit material from the victim is used to threaten and exploit. Teenage boys have been the most common targets in recent cases. More than 100 cyber tips have been received already this year. I'm Melissa Kay for WXCO.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabe. If you're headed to the theater this weekend, there are lots of new releases to choose from. Personally, I'm most excited about Black Bag, a spy thriller and the latest effort from Steven Soderbergh, which stars Michael Fassbender and Cate Blanchett. The film is currently drawing a 96% on Rotten Tomatoes. Black Bag is rated R, probably for coolness. Another film reviewing well that opens this weekend is Novocaine, which is being labeled an action mystery comedy thriller. That's some serious bang for your genre buck. The film stars the red-hot Jack Quaid as a man who feels no pain and is trying to rescue his kidnapped girlfriend, played by Amber Midthunder. And if you want to introduce your kids to your favorite cartoon heroes of yesteryear, check out The Day the Earth Blew Up, a Looney Tunes movie. Porky Pig and Daffy Duck team up to save the Earth from an alien invasion. This is the first ever Looney Tunes fully animated feature film released in theaters. The film is receiving a 90% on Rotten Tomatoes. Let's have fun at the movies. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Waba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Warm and windy today, with gusts approaching 30 miles per hour, shoving us to highs in the low 70s. And with spring-like conditions, bring spring storms. Those move in late tonight. They could be strong to severe with hail and high winds. Then tomorrow, occasional light rain. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot. Right now, it's 62 degrees.
Farm Rescue makes sure that you aren't alone. They're there to extend the hand and to take the burden.
Even the most independent farmers need help sometimes, and asking for that help is protecting the future. Farm Rescue provides equipment and volunteers free of charge to assist in times of crisis. We're currently accepting applications for planting and haying assistance. If you or someone you know could use our help, call 701-252-2017 or visit farmrescue.org.
Matt Nair on air.
Will Westmoreland is joining us now. He is a farmer in southwestern Missouri.
This is an 80-20 Republican area down here. You can't throw a rock without hitting a Republican. And I still know all the guys I graduated with. So I always ask, don't admit you were wrong. Just admit you were lied to. That's a lot easier to do. If you just admit you were lied to, you can get over here with us and start working to fight the problem.
Matt Nair on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Pete Schwabe.
On the next Nightlight, I welcome wonderfully Wisconsin's Paul Vanderplas, and it's a bar band Friday night with our friend and Max Inc. radio host, Terry Barr. Let's light it up.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabe. Weeknights from 6 till 8.
Welcome back to the Town Hall Ball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network, where it's 34 minutes now past the hour of 1 o'clock on TGIF, March 14th, Friday. the 2025. Zahmer is already starting the segment off here with the right vibe. Welcome, everybody. Todd Allball with Aaron Zahmer. The board is time once again for our bi-weekly look at the week in review, a wacky look at actual things that actual humans have done. And for that, we bring on the managing editor of ebombsworld.com, the one, the only, you know him, you love him, the Bob Ross of entertainment, Peter Rapine.
How you doing, Todd?
I'm fantastic. Every time you come on, I'm fantastic because you have such a chill vibe to you. You're unflappable.
That's just the nice face I wear for you guys. It's not always the case.
Are you just a total like bastard when you're not on the air?
No, I think it's the work I'm in to go through these headlines today. It takes someone with their feet on the ground.
Something like that. You're also drinking hibiscus tea.
I am. Yeah, I'm a tea guy now.
Wow. And you have an inspirational saying on your tea bag?
Yeah, so Yogi Tea, they all give you a little quote. And mine today says, your potential self is infinite.
Oh, your potential self is infinite. That's a headline right there.
You're not for our website.
No, but just as a headline, nonetheless.
Yeah.
How are you doing, Peter? Are you Is spring sprung out there in Brooklyn, New York?
Fake spring is here. So it was nice for a couple of days, and then now it's kind of cold again. And then maybe in a couple of weeks, the heavy coats will be put away.
Yeah, that's how it goes here, too.
It's going to be like 72 here today, and then 30 by Sunday.
Yeah, we're going through the same thing. 54 today and a little colder this
week. It's Mother Nature's menopause. You get hot and then you get cold. That's the way it goes. All right, Peter, again, remind people, these are not things you make up. These are not fictional things. You and your staff at ebombsworld.com scour the headlines for wacky human behavior. These are real things by real humans.
Yes, I always like to say we're funny, but we're not this funny.
We're funny, but we're not this funny. I love that. All right, Peter Rapine. As Zahmer has alluded to here, a lot of people, you see this. I mean, our office today is virtually deserted. People are out on spring break. People are just, they're ready to go for spring break. First headline, Peter.
First headline reads, spring break just started and hotel guests are already sick of the sex noises.
Spring break just started and hotel guests are already sick of the sex noises.
So basically, if you don't know spring break, every horny and drunk college kid in America flocks down to Miami or Cancun. And so we have a compilation here of a bunch of videos from hotels where, you guessed it, young college kids are boning away their spring break.
But these are not sex videos. These are just the fact that people are in adjoining rooms and they're just minding their own business. And people are, you know, letting nature take the course in the room next door.
Yeah. These are videos from people who are either angry that they're not having sex or angry that they're having to listen to someone else have sex. And probably a little bit both.
They're laying there. They're just trying to get a good night's sleep. And Chad and Becky down the hall are going at it.
Yeah, they're pretty quiet, which I think authentically conveys the experience of being in the room next door.
So these are not sex videos. This is simply people who are like, I'm recording this because I'm sick of this. So here now, actual recordings of hotel guests tired of their spring break people down the hall or next door.
That one's nice and succinct. That really conveys
that
it.
That really conveys it. All right, next one.
Just a lot of quiet little screams, and that one was saying, "Oh my god, oh my god,
right." All right, and finally,
that one's pretty hard to hear. That's a lot more like bed noise.
Yeah, bed noises. Have you now, Peter? Have you ever been in a hotel where you've had to witness, not witness, but you know, you're just minding your own business and people are boning next door.
Well, it's funny that you say that because just this week, you guys know I moved into a new place recently.
Yes.
I heard my neighbor for the first time at 1:30 in the morning the other night. So
thin walls of the new place.
Thin walls. Yeah. It's New York, man. But I don't want to be the bearer of bad news, but I think the audio from that second video, I think she might be faking it a little bit.
It seems quite exaggerated.
It's a little exaggerated.
She's trying to make the dude she's hooking up with feel good about himself, and she's going over the top.
And he probably feels great.
Yeah. He probably feels very good about himself. Well, yeah, it's I've witnessed it, or I've been in a hotel situation where that's going on next door. But yes, I've also had apartments where, you know, you hear way too much about the person next to you or whatever.
There's a saying in New York, you either have a naked window neighbor or you are the naked window neighbor.
I have a long story I won't go into, but I had my sister that was staying with me one time in an apartment I was at. She was visiting and she woke up the next morning and she said, I couldn't sleep. Did you hear that dog yapping last night? I'm like, it wasn't a dog. All right, Peter Rapine, next headline. Here we go.
Okay, next headline. Weatherman reporting on storm gets hit by flying fish.
Weatherman reporting on a storm gets hit by flying fish. Do explain.
And this video comes to us from Norway, where they had one of their worst storms in the last 30 years. Mm. And the weatherman reporting is standing a bit too close to the ocean. And I believe we have some really great audio for this one as well.
Here's actual audio from an actual weatherman out in the elements.
Da står jeg langs den norske kysten, hvor det uværet synes det stedet på å være I hovedattraksjon. Det bare å holde seg fast. Det flyr tak, husvegger, bare...
This poor man. He's just standing there doing this report, and all of a sudden the fish just bonks him.
Yeah. First he gets hit by a fish, kind of throws him off balance, and then he kind of gets taken out by a wave, which is what the scream is.
And then after that, he's laughing.
Right.
Yes, and then he's laughing because hilarious, obviously.
Now, these are the things that they don't teach you at broadcast school or meteorology school. When you're out there in the elements, I mean, you've seen like Anderson Cooper or Jim Cantore, they get hit by a piece of cardboard or wood or something in a tornado. Nobody talks about the poor people getting hit in the head by flying fish.
No, it's not as common. Yeah.
It turns out.
No, they don't. Anderson Cooper gets a lot of love for all of his like crazy reporting that he does out in the elements. And I hope this guy, you know, gets the respect he deserves.
I hope so as well. We're talking to Peter Rapine, managing editor of EPOM's World, as we do every other week, with wacky headlines of actual, real, wacky human behavior. You can find all of this at epomsworld.com. Peter Rapine, next headline.
So this one is going to, I'm going to need to give you a little context before. So the term goon or gooning is an internet term where, and I'll try to edit my words.
Yes, be careful.
Yes. It's a term where people pleasure themselves for an extended period of time.
Right.
And the goal is not to finish, but just to
extend.
Get yourself in a euphoric state. Mm-hmm. And it's called gooning. I just need to get that context.
They touched on this on Nightlight with Pete Schwabe and our friend Dr. Lyerly, who is a OBGYN, who touched lightly on this, but now let's continue.
So TCL UK just released an ad encouraging TV owners to goon with grandma.
TCL just released an ad encouraging TV owners to, quote, goon with grandma. Good Lord, what's this about?
And we have the audio.
Here we go.
If you own a TCL, let's go.
Now Now you have, you would have to know. It's a good thing you set it up, because if you just hear the song, a lot of people aren't going to, you know, catch that.
And clearly TCL is trying to, you know, cram as many like Gen Z buzzwords in here as possible.
Right.
Right. They said skibbity. They said alpha. I don't know. They said what's a bunch skibbity? Of crap.
I don't know. I'm not familiar. What
is so it's skibbity? It's from a YouTube series called Skibbity Toilet, where like this heroin looking guy's head pops out of a toilet and he just yells, skibbity, 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 skibbity. And I think there's like some...
I can't believe Zomers had that ready to go.
I'll show you the video later, but that's skibbity.
But skibbity is like a 70 part YouTube season series. And it might be one of the most watched medias ever in the history of the world.
Get
like
out.
The videos all have like 50, 60 million views. And collectively, I think it has amassed one of the largest audiences ever. The kids love it.
Why is the world the way it is today? Because people are watching skibbity videos.
Yes. Back to TCL. All right, they clearly just hammed in as many little buzzwords as they could. And I'm honestly surprised they got this one over the line. And approved. Because, I mean, Gooning with Grandma, it's probably not something you want to tell your audience to do.
And it's on Amazon, for goodness sake.
Yeah.
So, but I think the point of it is here, they wanted people like us to talk about it, to give TCL some press, and hey, turns out it was successful.
And they got me.
Yeah, they got you. All right, next headline, EPOM's World.
All right, our next one is another weather story. Tornado hits news station as they're reporting on it.
Lots of weather today. So a tornado hits a news station as they're reporting on it. Good Lord.
So this is a Fox 35 station in Florida, and you can hear the anchor, you know, talking about the tornado as it's coming. They like switch out to an audio or a video cam from their headquarters, and in like 10 seconds, it just like comes right to them. And
good gosh. Are we going to listen to this, Zomers? All right, so Zomers has it queued up about where this happened. So this is not so funny, but it is a real story here. So here's a tornado actually hitting a news station during the broadcast.
Okay, bring the camera up, guys, if you can. Zoom out. Can you zoom out? This is a look at the live camera of a tornado, which could be passing by our station right now. Okay, there's debris. We've got debris on. Okay, take shelter. Everybody in the Fox 35 building, get to your safe space under your desk if you're not in a designated area. We're catching debris right now on the roof. Debris is on the roof right now. We're hearing, you can see the debris flying there on the camera. This is a tornado. Seek shelter immediately. Get under your desks, guys. Anchors under the desks. Everybody get on the desks. Okay, that was it.
Wow.
We're still in debris zone.
So now apparently the station must have been fortified because they didn't go off the air, which is incredible. And for that guy to keep it together while they were literally getting hit by a tornado.
Yeah, no, he sounds really calm.
Yeah.
And I think it also, you know, gives a new meaning to reporting on the scene. The scene came to them. They didn't have to go anywhere.
Right?
Yeah.
Wow.
But I do like to imagine that someone was watching that news report at home, and they jumped under their desk just after hearing him say that. And they're like, oh, crap, like, it's here, it's right here. And I'm like, oh, wait, I'm not where they are.
No, I won't go into the details, but early the first year of my broadcasting career, back in 1987, a tornado hit, not quite directly hit on our station, but in our town. And that was not pleasant to be on the air. I actually went underneath the broadcast desk while it went through. Scary stuff. But not a great moment in Todd's broadcasting career. But anyway, we kept it on the air. All right, we have to take a little, Peter, we have to do a little break here. We have to do a little business, as we say. And then we'll come on back and more wacky headlines from spring break. Maybe more from Peter Rapine of EPOM's World. It's Zomers, it's Rapine, it's All Ball. It's on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio WXCO, Wausau's home for Up North News Radio.
I'm Ryan.
I'm Paul.
We're from the Wausau Business Show, 100% action-packed Wausau every Saturday, 8 to 9 on Bull Falls 98.9 WXCO. We're also available on Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts.
You're nailing it. Keep going.
WausauBusiness.com. We broadcast from the tippy top of Rib Mountain. So we'll see you Saturday, Wausaunians.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening and loving Wausau, Wisconsin, USA.
Pop
You're listening to the American Democracy Minute, keeping your government by and for the people. More Trump administration mass layoffs at CISA have experts raising concerns over U.S. readiness for cyber attacks on election infrastructure and federal agency networks. An additional 100 in-house and contracted cyber specialists were reportedly terminated in March. The terminations raised the number of layoffs at the Cybersecurity and Infrastructure Security Agency to an estimated 300, though new CISA leadership has denied recent layoffs. As we reported in February, a team assisting state election officials in improving and hardening election systems was laid off. VoteBeat reported March 11th that CISA's new leadership informed state election officials that it had suspended operations and funding for the Election Infrastructure Information Sharing and Analysis Center. In addition, a McCarthy-like effort is underway to purge CISA staffers who ran 2020 efforts to combat foreign and domestic disinformation in social media, some concocted by the Trump campaign and its allies. Reports in cybersecurity journals say that the latest layoffs involve so-called red teams, which pressure test the security of government networks. CBS News quoted one cybersecurity expert let go in February as saying about U.S. networks, "We're being targeted daily, hourly, and every single minute." We have more at AmericanDemocracyMinute.org. I'm Brian Beal.
This is Bull Falls Radio, WXCO.
Welcome back to the Todd Allball Show on the Civic Media Radio Network. It is 9 before the hour of 2 o'clock. At the top of the hour, news from ABC or CBS, depending upon which of our great stations you are listening to, a check of weather. Don't forget, particularly for the kind of, as Zomer said, if you look at your hand, your right hand, and that looks like Wisconsin, the Palm area or the southwest corner of the state from La Crosse over to the Dells, then kind of go down towards Waukesha area, that southwest part of the state, under a severe thunderstorm and possible tornado. Severe weather alerts, basically. The 70-degree temperatures are not normal. The front will move through and storms after dark. So after 8, 9 o'clock happening in the west, so then moving quickly across the rest of the state, there is a possibility for tornadoes. And for heaven's sake, please do not be burning anything outdoors. It is tinder dry today. Give our first responders and our firefighters a break. No burning today in Wisconsin because of the weather. And then Maggie Dawn is in after that. Maggie Dawn show every afternoon from 2 until 4. The Badgers right now playing on select stations across Wisconsin. They lead right now early in the game, 12-8 over UCLA. The winner takes on Michigan State tomorrow afternoon. Right now we have the managing editor, as we do every other Friday here on the Week in Review, with our old friend, ongoing contributor from E-Bombs World, Mr. Peter Rapine, international friend and man of mystery. I keep saying this. I'm going to make it happen before the snow flies again. I'm coming out to Brooklyn, and we're doing a whole show together out there. How about that?
I'd love it.
All right. Sounds great. All right, Peter, next headline.
Okay. This Philly man wants you to come kick his ass.
Right. let me find this one here. Where is it again? What kind of man? Oh, this Philly. Philly is in Philadelphia. Quote, this is a headline. This Philly man wants you to come kick his ass. All right, here we go. What is it?
So someone posted on the r Philadelphia subreddit earlier in the week that tomorrow he's going to be sitting on a bench in the city center, and he's inviting anybody to come and fight him. It doesn't matter if you're 6'9 and 270 pounds. But his only caveats are he won't fight anyone over the age of 50, and he won't fight multiple people at the same time, and there are no weapons involved. But if you show up, there will be a man sitting on a park bench in the city center. He's 21 years old. He has boxing gloves, but he prefers a bare knuckle fight. And he will fight you and shake your hand afterwards. So, Philly people, you've heard it here.
And if you've known anybody from Philadelphia, this makes perfect sense.
It does. It's something that belongs in an episode of Always Sunny in Philly. It's something Mac would do.
They're a different breed of cat out there in Philadelphia.
They are.
Do we know anything about this kid? I mean, is he a fighting weight, or is he just a scrawny guy that wants publicity?
Honestly, I think he's just, you know, some guy who wants to get punched in the face.
I think he's doing it for the publicity, for the likes or whatever, the TikToks.
Well, sure. But I mean, yeah, there was a guy a couple months ago, 6 or so months ago, who ate an entire rotisserie chicken in Philadelphia. And he ended up getting like a crowd of like 100 people to watch him. but yeah, this is very typical of the internet these days, where someone will host a lookalike contest, a chicken eating contest. This guy's kind of going right to the end of that train of thought with just come and fight me if you want.
So if you find yourself in Philadelphia tomorrow, get on down there and just, you know, kick the crap out of some dude. He's waiting for
you. If you're over 50, stay home.
Right. I'm ineligible now. So
or show up to watch.
I have to be, or show up to watch and cheer him on. All right, Peter Ray Pine, next headline from E-Bombs World.
All right, next headline. Farting in inflatable costumes is the funniest, meanest thing you can do.
Now, this is timely indeed, because our what's worse today is what's worse, hiccups or gas. And we got a bunch of people. And so here now, the headline, farting in inflatable costumes is the funniest, meanest things you could do. Explain.
So we have a compilation video here of, and we say inflatable costumes. It's one of those plastic SpongeBob costumes that has a little fan in it that kind of blows you up. And it's a compilation video of people either farting or spraying fart spray into like the little fan that controls the air for the costume. And then the aftermath is basically someone kind of convulsing and shaking as fast as they can, trying to get out of the costume.
Okay. Here now, people farting in inflatable costumes.
Hey, why are you laughing?
That's what you get for your
snack. It's just people freaking out trying to get
out. It's a little hard when you can't see it, but yeah.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's a cruel thing to do, but yeah, if you're just watching it, it's juvenile funny.
Yeah, you can, in that audio, you can kind of discern the gagging sound,
right?
And then the plastic ruffling is just them convulsing, being stuck inside of an inflatable fart prison.
And as we said earlier in what's worse, hiccups or gas, a lot of people said it depended whether you were on the receiving end or the giving end. Gary watching on Facebook says a new high for the Todd Hallball show. Thank you, Gary. We we're serious. You got to have a little fun doing it. You got to have a little fun on these Fridays. I'm sorry, Peter. We've run out of time for this week. There are so many headlines. I appreciate you, my friend. You're fantastic. You always make us end a Friday on a laugh and the lighter side of life, and we appreciate you so much.
Thank you, Todd.
Our pleasure. Have a great weekend, Peter. Peter Rapi, managing editor of EPOM's World. Many thanks to Aaron Zommers, all of you for listening. Have a safe and healthy weekend. Go Wisconsin in the Big Ten tournament and Selection Sunday on Sunday. We'll be back on Monday with you. Whatever you're fighting for, whatever you believe in, do not give up. Keep banging your drum. We'll see you Monday.
You're listening to Bull Falls Radio, WXCO, home of the Chad Holmes Show.
Rational Revolution with Mark Becker.
How are the Trump policies going to affect agriculture? We'll find out with Zachiel Torres-Small, who was the Deputy Secretary of Agriculture in the Biden administration.
Saturdays at 2, Sundays at 1 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Folks, I'm talking with Jill Rosenthal. Trump is proposing to make incredibly drastic cuts to the NIH.
The National Institutes of Health, the state receives almost $600 million. That pays for over 7,000 jobs in Wisconsin and accounted for almost $1.5 billion in economic activity in 1 year.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app. You're listening to Bull Falls Radio. WXCO 1230 AM, W255DN Wausau. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. Clock is ticking on a government shutdown at midnight. While Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer said he would vote yes on the GOP funding measure, not all Democrats are on board, like Tim Kaine, who's pushing for a 30-day stopgap.
I think it's the job of the Senate to be a leader and say those aren't the only two options. There's a much better option, and why wouldn't we try it?
After being sworn in as Canada's 24th prime minister, Mark Carney said he will seek ways to work together with President Trump, but
we will never, ever, in any way, shape or form, be part of the United States. America is not Canada.
The president is making remarks today at the DOJ. White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt with some of what he'll address.
Under the Biden administration, we unfortunately saw a Department of Justice that was weaponized against Americans for their political ideologies. It was not focused on fighting violent crime and restoring law and order.
CBS News Brief. I'm Stacey Lynn.
I'm Brittany.